we've gone deep into the archives to bring you
some liquid gold.
This is the Rush Hour Vault.
May 11, 2017.
Hey, oh, look at Dangerous. Look at Dangerous. Stand by.
Oh, here they all come.
Juddy, what the hell are we...
The staff are in. It's Jimmy Boy's 50th birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
55 today. Juddy, here's the birthday cake. Hosemary's bringing it in. Now, have a look at this birthday cake, Jim. It's gluten-free, low-calorie, sugar-free, high-protein, low-carb, organic, fat-free, because you are a punt.
Host, why have you handed me that and then walked away really quickly? Is there something like alive in here or something?
Come on, Jim, open it up.
Oh! That's
got apples and grapes. And
beautiful.
Because you are such a punt.
Shut up, fat.
And this is... our Juddy and I cake. Look at that. Plenty of fat and sugar in that.
Just because Juddy and I don't want to end up looking like you, that's why we eat what's here. That's
now, the whole staff have come into the studio.
Very nice.
This is good, Jim.
Very nice. Beautiful.
This is how much they love you.
Yep.
Can you name any of them in here?
Yes, a whole lot. Everyone.
Name
Shut
three
up,
of them, Jim.
Yes. Jen, Hose, and Jill.
That's it.
And Dangerous. What's old bald-headed Dangerous doing here still? What do you think you're on about, Dangerous?
The big guns are here, Jim. Happy. I can't believe you're 50.
No, I'm not.
50?
I'm actually not.
You're an old bastard.
I'm about the same age as Juddy, actually, and he looks older than me.
He does.
Quite extraordinary. He might be in better nick, though.
So we should sing happy birthday. We've got him all here. Happy birthday to you.
That's it.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear Poncy. Happy birthday to you.
Is that the end of it?
Hang on, someone's got to pop out of the cake.
Oh. Bill.
Got to be a bit careful, Jim.
You have to be very, very careful, I would suggest, given your recent history.
Exactly.
Have you prepared something? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Are we throwing to that now?
Oh, no.
Jill?
I'm just running your own segment.
Yes. No, Jim, well,
are we?
In honour of your 50th, we got together and come up with this goal. James Anthony Brayshaw was born May 11, 1967, the second son of Smacker and Joni Brayshaw. Growing up in Perth, a city of cul-de-sacs, front verges, gings, unbelikable courts, and a midi of Emu Export beer. It's a pot of frothies and nature strips, you dickhead.
It's an umbilical cord. You've got no idea.
It's a cord?
Umbilical cord.
And
your punsy pronunciations of Grant, Dance and Castlemaine. You played 75 Shield matches for Western Australia and South Australia. We know this because you keep bloody talking about it. Playing with the greats like Gilly or Bluey, me best mate, Boof, Mr. Cricket, JL, Moods, and Mervyn Hughes.
You're a hit or miss batsman, Merv. That's how I remember you.
I'm sorry. What was your top score in Test cricket?
No, I'm just saying.
And then there was your flourishing media career. It started when a young Jamie Brayshaw in an oversized yellow helmet was interviewed in the Nets.
Well, he looked good, didn't he? Had good rhythm, hit the wicket hard, you know, good length, nice and straight. I was impressed with that.
The TV bosses couldn't say no. Maybe they bloody should have. From TV, you moved to breakfast radio on Adelaide's SAFM. But you outgrew Radelaide and were lured to Melbourne, joining Triple M's The Cage breakfast show.
Do you promise never to make rash, pathetic, ridiculously wrong statements ever again?
If I promise that, we're out of a job.
And calling football.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
The mid-2000s were a very busy time for you, with the added roles of hosting the footy show, chairman of the North Melbourne Football Club and the Melbourne Renegades, and president of the James Brayshaw Fan Club. A very, very busy, serious, important man was James.
I'm untouchable, I'm flying, I'm airborne.
As I said, airborne, global, trending.
But in 2010, your career really took off, teaming up with the Geelong superstar and brilliant media personality, Billy Brownless, to create the magnificent drive show, The Rush Hour, on Triple M.
I feel good!
With Bill's immense talent, his guidance and mentorship, you headed for stardom on Brownless's coattails.
Go on, you Willis.
Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
And there hasn't been this yet.
The rating soared, old rating Brownless. And a great friendship and on-air chemistry was built between you and Bill, the superstar from the Cats.
Something's wrong with Bill.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
There's everything wrong with Bill. Not just one thing.
Happy 50th birthday, Jim Bob, JB, Knob, Flog, Flog Nuts, Smack, and old Fool's Head Brayshaw.
Bill.
Oh,
you
that's emotional.
You actually made that about yourself.
I got it around to me.
Yeah, you did. About halfway through, you had no issue with it either.
Exactly.
I didn't even have to go into Maddie, who would have done a great job putting that together, by the way. I didn't even have to go into Maddie and say there'll be an hour of outtakes on the putting together of that.
You wouldn't
believe. You would have had 50 goes at that, I reckon.
You wouldn't believe how long that took to do, Jim.
I reckon, Leroy, we might actually have some of the outtakes. Have a listen.
Front verges, gings, unbikeable. Unbikeable.
What is it?
Unbikeable cords. Unbelikeable. Front verges, gings, and unbikeable cords. Unbikeable cords. Unbelikeable cords. And your punsy pronunciations of Grant. We know this because you keep bloody telling us about it. With Bill's immense talent, his guidance, his mentorship,
Guidance.
We're going well too. Oh. It was all just one take that.
Of course it was.
But happy birthday, mate. Happy 50th. It's a big milestone.
I said to Juddy he's going to join us directly. We're having a chat outside. I normally don't care about age. Yeah. Don't worry about my bills. You know, I never have any sort of issue birthday-wise. Don't go anywhere or do anything. It's one of those days that I want to get out of the way very quickly. But I will admit, Bill, this one's knocked me around a bit.
No.
Never thought I'd be 50 ever in my life.
You don't look
it. Always looked at 50-year-olds and thought, you're just an old bastard. Yeah. You're nearly finished. Time to wind it up. Now I am one myself.
And it was great to see all your staff here, all your colleagues.
Lovely people. Beautiful.
You knew two of them.
All of them. And they're all great friends, and I love the fact that they come in and wish me happy
birthday. That was very nice. And Hosemary.
Very nice. Hosemary's beautiful lady.
She's made that cake.
Yep, nice.
And Jilly went out, and Jilly got us these lovely little cupcakes.
You and Juddy, when he comes in, can pile into those.
Yes, all right.
Well, you pick out the one that'll be the least fat. Give that to Juddy and you have the rest. Oh, hey, very nice.
Well done. Happy birthday, boy.
All right.